Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This week on Spanky's Corner,
a podcast!
David Blaine follows you on Twitter?
Yeah!
I'll prove my 16-year-old grandson is not your baby's mama.
I mean, I ain't really emotional.
That is skimpy.
Love poems.
Because that's showbiz, baby.
It was so big.
Date night with the drip god.
You suck.
Hashtag thoughts and prayers.
Dumbass space wedding.
I don't drink.
He looks like he sells cocaine.
I don't smoke.
There's other podcasts?
Yes.
Spanky's. Spanky's.
Welcome back. It's episode 7 of Spanky's Corner, a podcast. My name is Julia. Say your name.
My name's Tyler.
We have out-of-country listeners who might not know who we are.
Do we, though? It's when you click on the podcast, it says our names, right? Like,
I don't know. It seems like something we should do.
What does the intro say our name? I've never really listened.
No, it doesn't.
Oh.
Welcome to this episode. We're still figuring things out here. So if you're like, why am I not getting this podcast on the same day? Why do they say they're going to do something and then they don't do it every week?
Why is it the 7th episode and they're just figuring out that they've never said their names once on the podcast?
Because that's showbiz, baby, and we're figuring it out.
Oh, speaking of show business, the next two Spanky's Corner, a podcast episodes, are going to be artist interviews backstage at Lollapalooza. One, I think we're going to put out on Friday, and the other one we're going to put out on Monday, and it's just going to have a slew of artists from the media area backstage at Lolla.
We don't know all of who we're interviewing yet. We have like a handful of them locked down. But we have some hopeful artists. If you could pick one person to interview out of Lolla, who would it be?
21 Pilots.
Oh, yeah, I knew you would say that. The second I asked that, I started thinking that you would say that.
100%, that's not going to happen. I've already put in the request.
I think we both have the same number two person. My number one is Lil Wayne, but number two, Shaq.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Shaq is playing Lollapalooza, and I think that request was put into, and it was immediately denied.
It was?
I believe so, yeah.
Why? He's small font. Come on, buddy.
He's small font, but he's a large man. The problem is...
Small font, large man. It's Shaq.
Back where we're set up, there's a bunch of tents. But it's not just radio stations. It's also like Rolling Stone and MTV and all these other places that come in from all over the country and they set up their little tents. The problem is if you have somebody very recognizable that's coming specifically to our tent, they will get grabbed in every single direction by all these other scoundrels that come into our city.
Ooh,
and just try and
fun.
Scoundrel.
I wasn't even ready for you to use that word on me.
Yeah, there you go.
Wow. Number three for me is Tenacious D, just because I want to interview Jack Black solely on School of Rock as if it just came out. But the thing is I feel like he'd totally roll with it.
Like not even acknowledge the fact that it's 2019.
Yeah, he'd be like, well, yeah, it was a great movie. You know, we worked really hard. The cast start naming names. And he was like, yeah, I hope to see it progress.
What do we have coming up this episode? Because I hear it's great.
Oh, yeah. I get super mad about Amanda Knox. Honestly, still pretty pissed. Still pissed. I posted, if you follow me on Instagram, I posted my rant about all what happened last week on my story. And a lot of people messaged me and were like, hey, you should tag her in that. And I'm like, no, I'm mad, but I'm a little bitch. So
I'm mad from afar. I don't want to let her know.
Like, I don't want to bring her into this. But she is being ridiculous. And because of what she's doing makes me think she's guilty, which is just a plot twist to me.
Oh, we've got the guy that's got the number one song on iTunes on the podcast today. His name is Blanco Brown. He does the Get Up. You've probably seen the videos. Get Up Challenge. That's coming up.
Spanky's Corner.
A podcast!
What show's on the TV right now, Kenzie K?
Maury.
It's not Maury.
It's literally...
That's how you say his name.
It's not Maori. It's Maori.
Maori Novakovic.
I don't even know who Maori is. I've never heard that name ever. Maori.
My- he says it. Do you hear something different?
Yeah. I've never heard him say Maori or Maori. It's Maori.
Maori.
He's the whitest male that exists. Do you really think his name would be Maori?
Yeah.
I'm Mike Lowry.
Well, now I can't unsee it. I only see Maori. It's too late.
But who told you it was Maori?
I don't know what you're talking about. Maori.
Right now on the TV in the studio, it's my, I'll prove my 16-year-old grandson is not your baby's mama. Great episode. How does Maury say Maury?
Maori.
No, he doesn't.
I've literally never heard Maury. No, Maori. That's what everyone calls it.
No.
Have you watched Maori today?
No, nobody calls it Maori.
Okay, just say, do we say Jerry Springer or is there something else weird?
It's Jerry Springer. Have I ever told you a story? I went to an episode of Jerry Springer.
You did?
Yes.
How was it? Was it so much fun?
It was a blast. If you ever see the episode, I married my uncle. Look for me on the front row.
Is it on the internet somewhere?
I've looked for it. I can't find it. Oh. And so if I come across it though, this was a long time ago. I was in college.
Oh, it probably, there probably wasn't even computers out then. So I can't imagine.
Jesus,
it
Julia.
On the
internet. It's so fucked.
Maori.
No, it's Maori. So I married my uncle. If you ever see it, just know the fights are real. The guy was married.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if the stories are real, but the dude's connecting fist to face, 100% real.
What a blast.
Yeah. What else do you say that's weird, by the way?
I know
there's one in particular when we do commercial-free Tuesday.
Well, commercial.
No, it's commercial. There's no A's in the beginning.
Whatever. I've been working on that one. I can now say commercial. And then I've been told I say documentary weird.
What was it?
Documentary. Documentary.
Just call it.
She's like, it rhymes with library.
How are you supposed to say it?
Documentary.
Documentary.
We're saying the same thing.
No, it's not.
Say it again.
Documentary.
Documentary.
You just say, no, just say docs.
You're adding like another syllable.
You're putting the emphasis on the wrong syllable.
I would stick to docs. Like, what's your favorite doc?
Can we do a story? I've never heard you tell the story to Julia.
Oh, what do you got?
About the time you got asked out by a magician. Or do you call it something different? A magician!
A magician.
You had a magician ask you out, right? And you've told me the story.
I know how magicians are like, oh, put your hand here, do this. And you just like follow blindly. Yeah, yeah. You trust a magician more than you should, more than anybody else, okay? Which is just, I don't know why. As soon as somebody pulls out a deck of cards, you're just like, what do you need me for? Like, I'm like your puppet. Anyways, so he was like, oh, do this. And he's distracting me all over the place. And he goes, okay, so write your number down on the card. And I did that. And
Is this in front of a studio audience of sorts?
It was, like a street audience, right? So I'm like writing it down because I thought like, that's probably, what am I going to get a text and it'll be my card number?
Right.
Like, who knows? Yeah. He just put it in his pocket and I didn't think anything of it. And like 20 minutes later, he texted me. He was like, want to go out?
Oh!
I'm like, what? I thought I was going to get pulled out
He's
of the
like,
hat.
It's magic. I texted you.
Dude, that dude is just collecting
sucks.
Phone numbers all day.
Was he a hot magician?
No. I mean, he wasn't like an ugly guy, but he wasn't like, he wasn't hideous. It wasn't creepy. He wasn't old, but like I wasn't going to go out with him.
I'm just going to say it. Magicians have like big dick energy.
Wow.
They do.
They're so confident. Find a confident match with a magician. You can't.
David Blaine is like one of those guys that, well, he's a little creepy, but yeah.
He's followed me on Twitter because I talked crap about him.
David Blaine follows you on Twitter?
Well, because I was watching one of his specials on Netflix and he was doing this trick where he like ate money. And like the look on his face was terrifying because he like literally like a dollar and he was like the entire time like burning you with his eyes. And I don't know. I said something about how scary he looked when he was eating this dollar. And then he started following me and I was like, I'm going to die.
No, I could never date a magician, though, because I've had normal guys trick me and think that they're not cheating on me. So like, I don't know. Like, whoa, there's a hidden phone over here with my whole family. Like, no way. No way.
What about the guy that asked you out with the coupon?
I have like my email, like the contact on my Instagram is like my email. This guy is like listens to like the show and he'll hit me up about like, oh, I loved the bit with your mom, whatever.
Gonna interrupt and we'll say Kenzie is so nice to anybody who DMs her. She'll dodge like creepy stuff, but
right.
Like she is like where I'll be like, Go away. She'll be like, thank you so much. I hope you have a wonderful day. God bless your family.
I can't believe anyone's willing to listen to me, and I'm just going to take it for what it is.
Girl, you are so hot. I want to lick your toes. Oh my God, thank you.
Jane, I'm done.
Thank you so much. I hope your dinner feeds you well. Sleep great tonight. Like, she's so nice.
I just, like, want to be nice to people.
I know. You are, like, the sweetest person I know, but I just, like, your DMs are flooded with creeps, and it always cracks me up.
So, I haven't said anything. He hasn't said anything creepy. I swear, this is, like, normal gentleman. And I get an email. It was, like, this full-on coupon, like, date, time of use, expiration date, guaranteed, like, good time. Like, this whole thing.
Do you have it?
Yeah.
I want to see.
Let me find it.
Was it well made?
It's kind of like if I was interested in him, which I'm not, shout out to my boyfriend, but like if I was interested in him, I feel like he was too good at making this coupon. Like, how many hoes can redeem their love for a dick from you at any point in time? Like, you know? Because are you going to honor your coupon if you're already in a relationship? Like, well, I promise my
people. Yeah, is there an expiration date on this coupon?
Let me look up.
Or is he even going to have time for you because he spends 3 hours making a coupon? I have a story similar to your magician one while you're scrolling. So a couple years ago, I went to Party City on October 30th to get my cat a shark costume.
What? Okay.
So I was going in there and I was checking out and they were like, hey, can we get your number for rewards? So I'm like, yeah. And I like walk out and I look down at my phone and I have a text that says, hey, sexy, where are you going in that shark costume tonight? Was somebody in line who overheard me giving my number for rewards and was just like in the bag, like,
I bet he has chloroform in his bag. That's a move.
How many DMs do you have, Kenzie? Jesus.
I found it. Date night with the Drip God.
A date what?
Drip God?
Yep.
Wait, what?
All proceeds go to a good time.
Hang on, stop. What? Reread that entire first sentence one more time.
Date night with the Drip God. Explanation point. All proceeds go to a good time. Tickets, free. Date night begins at 7:37. Be ready for fun, laughter, and a night of passion.
7:37?
A night of passion!
Date to be determined. Location to be determined. Covered parking is available. Please RSVP by August 1st, 2019. Oh, I still have time. Badger Squares.
Spanky's Corner.
A podcast!
Amanda Knox says she needs money for her wedding. She and her fiancé set up a crowdfunding site. Now, Knox was convicted, then acquitted in her roommate's murder in Italy. Now, she says she spent her wedding savings going back to Italy to speak at an event about wrongful convictions. According to her wedding registry, which has a space theme going on, she needs cash for things like special effects, set builders, and an open bar. If you donate, you get a signed copy of the couple's Book of Love Poems.
This bitch.
That's from CNN. All right, where do you want to start the unpacking?
Well, I will say that what she is demanding out of her wedding 100% makes me think that she is guilty of the crime.
Wait,
to unpack on a different thing.
How? She's having a space-themed wedding. What does that have to do with killing someone in cold blood?
Because, like, you already put your whole family through so much, and now you're asking them to help pay for a trip to NASA.
She's asking the public. She's asking everybody. You and I can donate
to it. So, okay, if one of your people asks somebody to pay for part of their wedding and you didn't know them, or I'm saying one of your Facebook friends asked you to help pay for one of their wedding and you didn't know them, like, wouldn't you be like, this bitch, like, you're crazy. Like, you're a crazy person to make a GoFundMe to ask for somebody to pay for your wedding. If you cannot afford an intergalactic wedding, you don't have one. You don't get that.
But how many of your friends will give you in return a signed copy of their Book of Love Poems? Roses are red, violets are blue. Pay for our wedding or I'll stab you too. Signed, Amanda. Her fiance looks like Neil Brennan.
Her fiance looks like he would murder someone, and it just...
God!
Well, he looks like he sells cocaine. He doesn't not look like he does cocaine.
Can I ask you a question?
Huh?
Do you think she did it?
I don't know. I saw the Netflix documentary, and I'm a little torn. I actually, when I watched the documentary, I thought yes. But then I listened to her as a guest on this one podcast I listened to.
There's other podcasts?
Yes.
Huh.
Don't listen to them.
Oh, yeah.
I actually like this one. The way she described it, though, made me kind of believe her. I'm torn. I don't know.
Sounds like she was acquitted in the court of law, so she must be innocent.
What do you think? Do you think she was innocent or guilty?
I'm sure she was around, but I don't know if she did all the stabbing, you know? I've met Amanda Knox. I was living in Seattle when this whole thing went down, and she's from Seattle. And so she comes back to town, and one day, one of our coworkers comes upstairs. We have a sandwich shop in the building of the radio station. So the coworker comes upstairs, and he's like, "You're never going to fucking believe who is downstairs slinging ham sandwiches." Who? Amanda Knox. I'm like, what? So I immediately
go get a ham sandwich.
Oh, it's like, it's you way
just,
before lunch.
You just ate more than you've ever eaten. And you're like, it's time for a ham sandwich from Amanda Knox's hands.
Didn't even wait for the elevator. Taking the steps straight down. Turns out Amanda was she had a friend, I guess, that ran the sandwich shop. So it was like her first job back after getting out of jail or whatever.
That's impressive, because I feel like Casey Anthony probably still has a hard time finding work. All these murderous women.
She was down there. Her name was Mandy. They didn't call her Amanda. And she had cut her hair big time. And she's wearing like the old lady glasses. And then
like the ones her boyfriend's wearing in this picture.
Exactly. And like the high waisted jeans. But nobody figured it out until this guy figured it out, and who worked in our building. And then everybody started going down there asking for Mandy. And then the jokes started flying. Be like, oh, that Mandy, her sandwiches are cut above the rest.
Your sandwich tastes like iron today.
Can I get that sliced turkey?
Oh my God. How long did she end up working there?
Not long, because after everybody figured out who she was, she split.
Poor girl, probably took a week.
She cut out of there.
She wants to have an intergalactic wedding, which will feature, they say, mind-bending sets and extravagant alien food. She's not normal. The thing is about having a wedding, is if you can't afford to have a certain type of wedding, you downgrade, or you go off of what you can't afford. You don't make a GoFundMe.
They have GoFundMes for everything. So what's the matter? Do I have friends that have put their own vacations on GoFundMe because they're sad and they want a trip?
You're friends with these people?
No, not really.
I've seen GoFundMes for I need new outfits for my new job I just got.
Right. Okay. So GoFundMe started as like a good thing where it's like, God,
the house burned down.
I ruined up my liver. I need a new one. And now it's like, I want to go to Florida for spring break and I just don't have enough money. So can you please send me at least $100 so I can just make my dream come true? It'll mean everything forever.
This girl I know goes, I just got evicted. Will you help pay for my new rent? And there's moving face.
Everybody at GoFundMe talks like that, by the way.
Please help me. Look at the header of this website, of the registry website.
It's like super space.
Why does
age.
She love space so much? Because the only people that believe she's innocent live there? Let's read the description. Let's face it, we don't need any more stuff. Oh, so is that what you spent all your money on? Why you can't afford your intergalactic wedding?
First of all, she's set for life. She's written books and all kinds of stuff. Right. She's going to be just fine.
What we do need is help putting on the best party ever for our family and friends. We weren't expecting to be planning a wedding and Amanda's first ever return trip to Italy at the same time.
Oh, crazy how life just gets in the way.
But when the Italy Innocence Project invited Amanda to speak at their inaugural wrongful convictions event...
How do you turn that down?
We just couldn't pass up the opportunity, it says. With scant time to plan. I like the word scant.
Scant's a good word.
Scant's up there with shrapnel and affidavit. And no financial backing. We had to spend our wedding funds on this challenging and important journey. It was well worth it. Amanda reached some hearts and healed a bit of her own. You realize how I read that? You can read that in different ways. Amanda reached some hearts.
You're really anti-Knox.
I'm getting, because she's a dumb bitch. Like, I'm sorry, if you make a GoFundMe for anything other than a severed arm, a funeral, a house after it's been burnt down, you suck.
You keep forgetting the key point of this, though. You get something in return. You get an autographed copy of their love poem book. Don't you want to have that sit on your coffee table? What a good conversation starter that would be.
Wait, she signs it?
Yeah, that's what it said on the thing, a signed copy.
I don't want to donate to this, but I do want to display the signed copy of the Amanda Knox
book.
Dude,
let's seriously...
I want to send it to my friend Tom, actually, because he has a crush on her.
On Mandy?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, can we seriously kick in $10 and get this book? How much do you have to donate to get this book?
If she makes a minimum to get the book, she's a bitch. Instead of a traditional registry, we're asking for donations towards the cost of our wedding. Whether you're attending or not, all are welcome to donate to specific costs. Everyone who donates will receive a signed limited edition copy of the Cardio Tesseract, our joint book of love poems.
Okay, so everybody that donates.
She gave a minimum.
What is it?
$500.
You are kidding
me. You are a bitch. You are a bitch, Amanda Knox. Listen to what she wants. If you donate $500, you Red Giant, you White Dwarf, you Magnificent Pulsar, with your help, we'll be able to add extra sparkle to every corner of this production. And when Madonna's Lucky Star comes on, we'll shout you out on the dance floor.
But are you even there?
No! She said you're not going to be invited. She said even if you're not invited to the wedding, you're still welcome to donate. She sucks.
I like how this is the part. This is the reason why you don't like Amanda Knox, not the whole stabbing thing.
So now there's three more price points. 2,000, 5,000, and 10,000. You're joking, right? We don't really expect to have any donors this generous, but if you're out there and you exist, your friendship is truly timeless. With your help, we'll be able to make this night transcend the moment, not just with the photos, but with an AV time capsule. We'll also send you a special video from the future, reading you an excerpt from the Encyclopedia Galactica. Just tell us what subject you want us to look up for future archives! That's my reward for $5,000 for your dumbass space wedding. I hate Amanda Knox so much. And it doesn't even have to do with the pesky killing thing.
Yeah, that whole killing thing. Oh, stabby, stabby.
Spanky's Corner.
A podcast.
Hi, Ange.
Hi.
What do you do here?
I assist and produce for the Ed Lover Morning Show.
On 104.3 Jams?
I do.
We were just in here talking a second ago, and I just hit record because we were talking about someone that you love dearly in your life, someone that means more to you than anybody else in your life, and that person is...
Mariah Carey.
You know what's crazy is, and I'm not hating on her, I actually like her and her music a lot, but I've never known any, like, Mariah Carey super fans, and, like, somehow we have two in this building.
Eric Bradley, who's our music director, is like biggest fan, but they're also
not like fans. They're like best friends.
They're like best friends. And then there's Ange over here. How many Mariah tattoos do you have?
Four.
Are they like quotes, lyrics?
Yeah. The one on my back is from her song, The Art of Letting Go. The one on my side is from her song, Stay Triumphant. I have like a little music, like note on my foot because of her music. And then I have on my wrist her signature that I asked her to sign and got it tattooed.
I love the Linkin Park, like a lot, right?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Chester Bennington, RIP.
Yeah.
I would see them like once or twice a tour. I was very excited when I've interviewed all of them at separate times. You though, how many times have you seen Mariah Carey?
Maybe like 60.
6-0.
I mean, I did 19 in one summer, 19 shows in
honestly,
one summer.
I was expecting it to be a lot more than that. So,
yeah, so step your game up. I thought you were a fan.
I know, she just doesn't come on tour too much.
How many times did you see her on the last tour?
Twice.
The all-time record for most weeks at number one on the Billboard Hot 100 is tied. 16 weeks between Despacito and Boyz II Men and Mariah Carey. I'm sorry, Mariah Carey and Boyz II Men, One Sweet Day. That record is probably going to be broken this upcoming week when Old Town Road hits 17 straight weeks. That means Old Town Road, in theory, according to the facts, will become the greatest song ever made.
I mean, I wouldn't say all that because the facts are a little, it's a little biased how music was back then and how it is now.
Here we go. Now let's watch Ange do the mental gymnastics and try to explain how Mariah Carey is better. Go ahead.
She got her record by people going into the store physically buying copies.
Yeah.
Nowadays, people are breaking all these records, but that's because everything's digital now. Now you can just put on YouTube and put it repeat, 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 and it's getting streamed and it's getting counted towards, you know, like the stuff, and it's not
but
right.
All the songs are doing that, though. It's not just Old Town Road. So all the songs have to go to the same parameters, just like how when Mariah Carey had One Sweet Day, it was all the same parameters.
Right, but I don't know. I think also, I mean, that song's good. I enjoy it when it comes on, but it's not like a, like, you don't have to have brains to really, like, enjoy it. You know what I mean?
That's what makes it great.
I understand what she's saying.
You know what I mean?
And I know what you mean about the physicality of going in and buying a record and it being like, you know what I mean? That should hold its own. But I think if they had put out One Sweet Day nowadays to where streaming was available, I still think that Old Town Road would do better because it appeals to kids, whereas One Sweet Day wouldn't. Songs that appeal to kids always top the charts. Bruno Mars, Happy, Like if a kid becomes like annoyingly obsessed with it, it's gonna kill.
Despacito.
Were kids obsessed with that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It started, it was so big in Central and South America and made its way north. And then all the kids got involved in it because they would just go, dun, 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 Despacito. Dun, 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 and then they added Justin Bieber to it. Then it went off from there.
I will say children ruin everything. Like they can make.
Right.
They can talk me out of liking a song so fast.
Right. Yeah. I just think now also like you don't like music is not appreciated today as it was back in the day. Like you can make a song about Umbrella Ella Ella A and that becomes a hit. What is that?
I think that can be split because I think a lot of pop music sometimes doesn't get really appreciated, but like everybody really appreciated Ariana Grande's last work because
that was fire.
She helped write it. She came out with really creative videos. Like it was really like that whole album was a work of art. If we're talking about Old Town Road, like nobody's
the greatest song of all time, effective next week.
But nobody's going to be like, wow, I'm so inspired.
I am. I went out and bought me some boots.
Bull riding and boobies.
Dude, that's what I'm all about now. I honestly, when I hit record on this, I expected Ange to be like really angry, but she came back with like, I feel like she's written a thesis on this.
Oh yeah.
Like she broke down with like facts. Like she's done the mental gymnastics in her head already, like preparing for somebody to ask her about Old Town Road beating Mariah Carey's record.
I mean, I'm just trying to prepare for it. I am very upset that this is happening, but I'm trying to think logically why it's happening.
Are you losing sleep over it?
A little bit.
Seriously.
Tomorrow she's going to walk in with an easel and pie charts. and a pointer.
Have you discussed this on the Ed Lover Morning Show?
We have not, but that might be something.
That's definitely
to
something
talk about.
Up in your guys' wheelhouse.
I might get in trouble for bringing her up though.
Why?
Well, today we were talking and you know, the host of the show, Ed Lover, he told me that when I first started, Mariah carried him out. He actually now has a rule. It's called No Mariah Monday. I can't mention her. I can't wear my Mariah shirts. I can't even like bring up a story. If she were to die on a Monday, I can't even talk about it till Tuesday. But
she has to wait till 10 a.m.
Yeah. So he told me today, he was like, you know, you were almost replaced because I couldn't deal with you.
Oh my God.
And I was just like, oh my gosh. He's
you
like,
you almost got yourself fired over Mariah Carey.
Yeah. Yes,
but do you do the 104.3 Jams Instagram? Some of it?
I mean,
are you a contributing member?
I am.
Because I was on Instagram one day and there was something about Mariah Carey. It was like her half birthday or something very mundane.
It was her quarter birthday.
Right. And somebody on this comment, it was like the very first comment is like, which one of y'all love Mariah Carey around there?
I mean, I'm just giving her the respect she deserves.
Have you ever been obsessed with anybody that much, like even as a kid? Like, what were you, you know how kids just get, like, and I'm not comparing you to a child.
Oh, but no,
I'm just
it's
saying,
okay.
This started when you were younger, right? You told me it started because
yeah,
you
saw. Yeah, I was seven.
Because you're kind of young for her.
I am. I would be like, you know what, guys, this is crazy, but I'd be 12 years old, pack my little book bag. I'd go wait for her for hours. I'd be a little 12-year-old with all these 30-year-olds, 40-year-olds. I'd jump on the bus and go wait hours just to come out and, like, meet her.
What's the farthest you've gone to see her?
I went to Amsterdam for a day. It was probably the best thing
I've
ever done in my life.
Did you go to the coffee shop while you were there?
I did go to the coffee shop before I was there.
Did you go through the red light district?
We did. We did.
Red light district.
Did you do some shopping in the red light district?
I did not do shopping, but we also went to a coffee shop with her after the show.
And with that Mariah?
Yeah. So,
wait, what?
Yeah, that's a story in itself, but we'll
leave
that.
How did you work that out?
We just knew where she was going. And after we had met her backstage, they just said, you know, come back.
And you're hanging out with Mariah Carey at a coffee shop.
So we weren't hanging out with her because she had 1,000,003 people, but we did go to the same coffee shop and watch her enjoy herself while we enjoyed ourselves.
In case you don't know, coffee shops in Amsterdam, it's where you can buy the weed. Good for you, Ange. You know what? I take it all back. I hope Old Town Road never breaks anything Mariah Carey's ever done.
Yeah, me neither.
What were you obsessed with as a kid?
Ryan Sandberg, second baseman of the Chicago Cubs.
Like, would you get 4 Ryan Sandberg tattoos?
I mean, you wouldn't know mine or Mariah if you didn't, like, if I didn't
you
tell you.
You have a tattoo on you that
okay,
says Mariah.
That one. But the other lyrics can be interpreted, you know, differently.
Spanky's Corner.
A podcast!
Fast forward one day, Julia. Old Town Road has broken the record.
We knew it would.
Let's see how Ange is coping today.
Hello.
Hi, Ange. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Just checking in, making sure you're up and going today.
Old Town Road hit number one.
Yeah, I heard.
We were rooting against it for your sake.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. But it's okay. She still holds the record for longest female.
He's going to get that, too.
And the only person with two songs on the list.
Nobody can ever take that away. Not even Billy Ray Cyrus and his boots and his Maserati.
Or the cowboy hat.
I'm sorry, Ange. I know this is a tough day, but just know that your friends are thinking about you during this difficult time.
We knew we'd have to be on, like, a watch, so we figured we'd call.
Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate that.
Hashtag thoughts and prayers.
Hey, how's the new job going?
It's good.
Best bartender in Wrigley.
Yeah. Other than not knowing how to make a gin and tonic, everything was great.
Are you bartending?
They're like, we need you to get behind the bar. So someone ordered a gin and tonic, and I was like, I asked my friend, I'm like, how do I make a gin and tonic? She goes, it's like a vodka soda and gin and tonic, right? And I was like, oh, okay. So I put vodka soda. Gin and tonic in the car.
Oh my God.
And I'm going to break down the recipe for a gin and tonic.
Are you ready?
It's gin and tonic.
It's weird. I know it can be confusing, but it's right there in the title.
Hey, no. Oh, Sonic's here. Sonic's done some bartending in his day. How do you make a gin and tonic, Sonic?
1 1/4 ounces of gin, yeah. Fill with tonic.
Yeah.
You probably asked her how to make it. Or something, and she was like, it's like a gin and tonic, but instead it's like a vodka soda, but instead of vodka and soda, it's gin and tonic.
She made a gin and vodka tonic, Sonic.
Yeah.
By the way, Sonic, I know you just walked in, but we called Ange to just, you know, making sure she's doing okay since Old Town Road became the greatest song of all time today.
Poor and, Mariah. Yeah. I mean, she had to see that coming. Such a better song.
Mm. Are you trying to
I mean, I wouldn't say all that, Sonic.
Bye, Ange.
Spanky's Corner.
A podcast!
Lock up around, everybody.
What'd it do? Sounds amazing.
How you feeling? You've had like, what, a minute sleep?
Yeah, I was actually just getting 1 minute in until we went live.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry to wake you up. Sorry to get back out of the cat.
Are you learning to sleep sitting up nowadays?
No, I can't do that. I got to get comfortable, for real, for real.
So you haven't figured out how to do that like quick nap on an airplane? Like on the tray table where you go like this?
Yeah, I could barely do it. I'd just be thinking about the germs.
Oh, that's so germs. True.
Are you a germaphobe?
No.
Yeah.
But I just know a lot of things happen on them trays.
There's a lot. Have you seen, there's an Instagram account called Passenger Shaming where they just show awful things and awful people on airplanes.
Oh, man, that's...
You'll never get on one again.
No, I was going to say, you almost don't want to follow
I do
that.
Not want to see that.
At all. Congrats on the song, by the way.
Thank you much.
It's a thing.
Thank you much.
So how do you go about celebrating an accomplishment that big? Like, what was your celebration process when all that started to come together?
Celebration to me is just continuing to follow the course, purpose over everything. Joy. I don't drink. I don't smoke. So it ain't like I'm do much of anything outside of the realm of what I do every day. I just take it as a continuous blessing, and I take it all in one stride at a time.
Where were you when you found out the song was number one on iTunes, and how did you find out?
I actually forgot exactly where I was. Yeah, a lot didn't happen in a whole week, but I was in the car, and we were on our way to a store, and I looked at my phone, and I said, oh, my God, I'm number one all genre. John Lobo was sitting in the back seat. Lena was driving. And my guitarist, Marcus, was also in the car. It was just a moment. I was moving. I was in the car.
Moving on the charts and moving on the road. Take me through the timeline. So the song became number one on the country charts, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the video kind of went viral, or was it the other way around? Or was it all at the same time?
It was the other way around. The video went viral, or the videos went viral, and then the charts came.
From the viralness of the video.
It was all one thing in the bucket. But the videos went viral, along with the song, of course, because that's what the song was, and the videos are one and the same.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the charts, they were there, but I don't know what peaked it to number one, to say so. But I do know... When that happened, I was just like, this is just God's work.
You know how I know a song is about to like pop off is when you see like a bunch of kids dancing to it. Because when it appeases the kids, then like the parents are good with it. And I'm like, this song's about to be big. What's the coolest Get Up Challenge dance you've seen happen for it?
I done seen a whole bunch of cool dances. I mean, from the youngest to the elderly. beautiful. Like, they had a group, I forgot what you call it. But people, they were 50, 60, 70, 80. So young, that's young to older. And they were doing a dance together, like passing off. And then I'd seen kids 2, 3, 4 years old doing the dance. And I mean, like, it's just always good to see the positivity.
Any of that make you, like, emotional?
I mean, I ain't really emotional, except for the fact that I get joy when I look at it.
Yeah.
But I'm not a teary-eyed type of person. You know what I'm saying? I don't cry when I'm, like, real happy. I cry when I'm sad. I love just seeing all the videos and the joy.
Take me through making a viral video. When you made it, was that the goal, was to make this stand out on the internet? Or was it just like, I'm going to just do what I do and I like this and then whatever happens, happens?
I actually did the track almost a year ago now. I shot the video by the door, about to leave the house. So I had on a shirt and I had on some basketball shorts and a hat and some socks. And I shot the video and sent it to John Loba and Zach Katz. John Loba is BBR, Zach Katz was BMG at the time. And they were just like, this is special. I didn't know the song was going to go viral. I just was enjoying myself. Honestly, I was just enjoying myself.
So do you think that's the secret then to going viral? Just making sure it's something you enjoy first, because if you experience that joy, everybody else will?
I guess it's just God's work, because you don't know when something going to go viral.
Yeah, it's that and it's
it timing. Just happens. It's definitely... timing runs everything. Without time, we don't have nothing. Hey, God's work.
Let's back up a minute, because before this whole thing happened and before you're sitting right here right now, you've worked with big artists, right? Producer, writer, all the above?
Childish Gambino, Lloyd, Sierra, Kane Brown, Chris Brown, Fergie, few people.
Fergie. I love Fergie. She makes me happy. We talk about making people happy. Fergie makes me happy. Serious question. Are you tired of doing the dance yet?
No, I'm good.
You good?
It's like, I got months more left in me.
Yeah, it's only been 2.5 months.
Yeah.
It's just time to get up.
You got many more months to go.
Yeah, hopefully a lifetime.
What is it with people and songs where they give you directions?
What is it with people?
Yeah, because I mean, the song has directions. You tell them what to do. Black Eyed Peas figure that out. You're just talking about Fergie. Soulja Boy is still flying around in private jets because he had a song that gave people directions. What is it with people that just, they love songs that give you directions?
I don't know.
It makes people who can't dance like feel like they can dance. That's why.
I think you can get directions and still be wrong. So I mean, a lot of people doing the dance their way. It's just, I wrote a song that I felt like would move people and get them up. And as long as you're standing, you're doing it, you're doing something. And as long as you're not moping and in sadness, then that was the whole purpose of the song, the whole premise of it. And I never really, thought about, okay, giving them direction is gonna make them do this or make them do that. I just felt like that's what went with that track, in hopes of people actually following those directions or just getting up and doing it their way.
Beer tips. Give me one good, because I'm looking at this thing's immaculate.
It's glorious.
It is
it's like shining.
So give me a good solid tip for growing a good solid beard.
Just let it grow.
Well, what do you do to that? There's no way you just let that grow. That thing's perfect.
I ain't done nothing to it.
Nothing?
No way.
I don't even have beer oils or nothing.
That is a healthy looking beard though.
You touch this, nothing in my beard. I don't do nothing. I pick it. I pick it and I move on with my day. And if I have some oils around, I use some oils to nourish it. But
be a good human being and subscribe, rate, review the mess you just heard. Thanks.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores. Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.